Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. On this episode, we talk about Jonathan Majors. We talk about Deion. Are they for real? The Colorado Buffaloes continue to win going into Oregon next week. We talk about white people using black slang and many more. Here we go.
T.O., yeah, yeah. That would actually be kind of
speaking
fire.
Speaking of them niggas too, bro. Him and Stephen A. They niggas going at it, boy.
Man.
Niggas is going at it.
Why Stephen A still coming at Max?
And then Kyrie did the, hey brothers, why do we have to do this out in public? Why
he did a Jonathan Majors.
He came in with that stupid ass hat, man.
Stupid. All right, Jason, please lob it. Go ahead, bro. Why are we talking about Jonathan Majors?
Bro? Oh, the John man, this week, Jonathan Majors, the superhero of the world, you know, just happened to be the right place at the right time. You know, God planted him where he needed to be, and he came through. Somebody was recording a fight between two high schoolers, and as the fight was getting more and more rambunctious in runs, you know, from out the arena like a WWE entrance, Jonathan Majors comes in with his newsboy hat and breaks up the fight between these two young teenagers, and yeah, the internet responded in kind.
I'm just like, here's my thing. Like, have you ever broken up a fight? Like a fight?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Dog, no. That shit is... You've never broken up a fight, Trey?
Fuck no, because that's how you get hit. Hell no.
That's my point.
Nigga, do not do that shit at all, bro.
That's my point.
Stabbed or fucking knocked out.
That was my job.
Like,
the
best case scenario is you are shoving someone away as they're trying to like swim move past you, right? It never happens where you be like, "Hey guys, stop fighting." Okay, like that never happens. Now the crazy thing is, I couldn't really tell because the faces were blurred, but it looked like the one person was punching the shit out of the other. So I'm like, no, this is real, right? Because some of them is getting rocked. but the way he broke it up, I'm like, no chance. Because that's the other thing is, if you're getting your ass beat and someone breaks up the fight and the other person stops, that is your one sucker punch moment to lunge and fucking just gotten right there. And the kid didn't do that shit either. I was just like, what? But then the other part of this is that stupid ass hat, man. Did y'all see, y'all watch Rick and Morty, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Remember the season where like Jerry had to move out the house? And like, so cause him and Beth had the separation and the nigga showed up to grab his shit and he had that stupid ass hat on. And the niggas was roasting him for his hat and his little fucking windbreaker and shit.
He was so sad. Jerry Steak getting smoked in that shit.
Hey,
bro.
And the wind blew. Loser. That's exactly all I could think of as I'm watching this nigga. My favorite tweet was someone say he looks like he's a time traveler from the past.
Bro, that nigga look like he say extra, extra, read all about it, bro. Like I know Megan Good be sitting at the dinner table across from this nigga, like, nigga, take this hat off. Just once. Like, it gotta be right next to the nightstand. like where he go pee and put that shit on. Like, it's just, how do you every time, bro? Every time. I remember watching the GQ thing, the 10 things that he needed, and I didn't believe any of that. Like, the stuff, the 10 things that he carries around. It was like, nigga, this shit don't even seem real. So, to see that nigga, why he be dressed like that be stressing me out, because there's no reason for, like, could you imagine him going to the grocery store? With the hat,
or,
just like a mad shit on.
No, it's not. By the way, it's not just the hat. We're kind of underselling it. He's got like a vest. He's got some pants. He's got them. As I say, it looked like he raided the Lovecraft Country fucking wardrobe department. It should always be fucking looking weird, man.
And y'all,
that nigga looks like one of the. He dressed like Jim Crow era. Like, I don't understand.
He dresses like Jim Crow.
Like, I don't understand. Like, why does he think that shit is fly? Like, who tells him? Like, man, you really putting that shit on today? Like, bro, he ain't got man. Like, you are not putting that shit on, my nigga. So I'm confused why he thinks this is fly.
Do you think that's his style, or do you feel that's his stylist's style?
No, like, I think that's his style, because I remember seeing him in the first movie I seen him in was The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
And like,
yeah,
his character is like that, and like, he just gives that vibe, like the same way that Lakeith Stanfield kind of gives that weird vibe in real life and in his characters, like Jonathan Majors kind of has that same, like, and I feel like a bit of it is he's trying to be on some like older Denzel, like real, you know what I'm saying, like classic man type shit, but he's really giving like
he's definitely on his I'm a classic man.
Yeah,
like, then he can listen to that shit every morning as he gets dressed, and then that, like you said, that
could you
hat
imagine
is on,
that nigga,
on the nightstand.
Could you imagine that nigga having the hat on? Doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, that's how you get dressed. It's a classic man every day. Like
that's fucking crazy. Anytime a nigga can throw on a suit vest over a t-shirt, you're an animal.
Dog, a thermal. He'd be having like the gray thermal, and then he put like the brown checkered suit vest on top. Like, bro, he looks
like he like he carries a canteen, nigga. A circular canteen. Like, he walks around.
like a leather canteen.
Yeah. A leather canteen full of whiskey or bourbon.
Yeah, I think he's describing stacks.
It's fucking 9 a.m., bro. Why are you drinking this shit, bro?
Yeah, that nigga definitely looked like an extra from Life.
Yeah, there you go.
Yo, it's a lot of shit going. Jerk, don't start.
You get in the elevator and yo, fuck it. Yeah, this nigga Jerk, man.
I shouldn't have brought my life.
Yeah.
He definitely thought he was you know how NBA players got them trial videos of me? I mean the workout videos?
Mm-hmm.
That was that nigga highlight tape for Lovecraft. Like he just in case.
Now I think about it like Jason said, man, like he plays this role because in the new season of Loki, I don't know if y'all saw the trailer, he plays some 1920s scientist, right? Like yeah, that's exactly. One version of Kang, right? So it's like he's still now I'm thinking about like does this nigga like his agent have like a like yo these are the only roles I'm taking, all right, this one's in the future, nah nigga, no. I need to be able to wear my
like
clothes.
even Creed 3 was like again, he's an exceptional actor, but the nigga just weird. He weird, bro.
A lot of them niggas is weird.
And I don't even like to call niggas weird, but I've met a couple niggas that be like, I ain't on social media, and I'd be like, okay, that's cool, bro. But then you start to see a nigga and he carrying a motherfucking like little notebook. And
yep, the moleskin notebook.
And you'll see a nigga just quietly at the coffee shop just jotting shit, and you're like, what is this nigga writing? Ain't no computer.
What is you writing about, nigga?
Nigga, bro.
Let a nigga journal, man.
Put that shit in your phone like everybody else.
Yo.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Yo, I got a question. Speaking of fucking coffee shops, is niggas productive in coffee shops? Like, no. Do you go to a coffee shop?
No chance.
I cannot. I cannot, I got a homie that goes straight to the coffee shop just to get on his laptop and work. And I'm like, nigga, how? No,
there's big people watching. There's big people watching in there.
Niggas, that shit really weak, though.
They're trying to holler.
That shit like fake being fake busy, bro. I cannot go there and just work. Like, nigga, I'm not going to lie to myself. Hold on. Go there and just work?
No, me, no. But if you asked me before you said all this, I definitely would have thought you'd be okay with
you would take me as a nigga that would just go to a
with the laptop
coffee
with the laptop.
You don't have, but you drink tea.
Open his laptop up,
and it's so quiet, and it's like
my nigga. I'm not paying for no fucking tea. I don't make that shit at home, bro. The idea to go sit in some office like space to listen to music I can't control. You know,
you definitely, Trey. You definitely seem like you would bring your own tea in a thermos.
You would have your headphones on.
You would acknowledge the barista, and they know that you're not gonna order nothing. You might come up and grab some napkins or something random, and then you're gonna sit there for a few hours. And
am I homeless?
You're just doing it because it's like,
and you
go
post it on Instagram to show that you're at the coffee shop, and then that said coffee shop is going to then said repost your post, and then you're going to said repost that coffee shop post,
and then we're gonna have a post off, and then we should have like a fucking page.
It's just a
post. I'll be fucked up, man. Yeah. I'll be fucked up.
Yo, I don't know if
it's
gonna be like somebody brought their cat into the coffee shop, and Trey's like, look at this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Trey, I don't know if you're like absorbing this as disrespect, but I'm here to let you know this shit is mad disrespectful.
Yo, it's mad disrespectful because I'm trying to think of like, damn,
I mean, they say we wrong. No,
yes, y'all wrong as shit, bro.
I'm not here
to judge, man.
I'm a man of taste, but I don't think that fits my taste level, bro.
You're classic, like, man.
Like, you can be me. I get it. Amin thinks I dress weird. Jerv thinks I'm snooty.
Trey, the only time I ever was like, yo, this nigga was that time I saw you at Dumbo House, man, because he had like, you know what it was like? It was like in Zoolander, when Owen Wilson walked in, he got his whole crew with him, and they all looking mad weird. That's what it was. It's like Trey just had like this crew of weird ass niggas, man. Fucking.
It was like the Kanye pick, where it's like all them niggas in Paris and shit.
That's why Trey's so New York now.
Jinko jeans and fucking tote bags and shit like that, man. And goddamn bedazzled Crocs and shit like that. And I was just
I experiment with my clothing, man. I think I could pull it off. But
the crazy thing is, Trey, your shit wasn't that crazy. It was my typical company. It's typical Trey shit. But everybody else that you had with you, that was like the weirdo niggas, man. Like, to borrow a Trey term, them's the niggas that had the dragons on their shirts.
Yo, the dragons of the shirts that never leave. I wish I still had a photo of that though, because niggas would try to like, because I played basketball at least, but I was trying to be multiverse, my nigga. I had literally a tiger that goes through the buttons. like through the buttons, nigga. Like there's no cutoff where it's just one side. Them niggas, the design went all the way through the buttons. It was like a tan shirt and it was short sleeve and a tiger.
Like a men's land.
Yeah, but it was like AQ menswear. So the shit just like went straight through, Jason. And it was like just a dragon. And then
did
I
wore like, land?
Nah, just Carson. That was Gallery, right?
No, I'm saying did y'all ever, I mean, do y'all know about men's land?
No, that is.
It's like y'all would have a place like that though. That's like Jimmy Jazz.
I was gonna say like Dr. J's, isn't that what Dr. J's is kind of like?
Oh yeah.
Ours was like Annette and Unica and all those things.
Yeah, our shit was men's land.
Shout out to Carlos.
City Lady, Blue.
Bro. Got me a lot of iceberg out of there. You know what I'm saying? Back in my durag days.
It's crazy.
Durag trade.
Niggas used to really wear like men's clothes as teenagers, but then when we grew up, like decided to dress like kids. Because
that was Jay-Z, bro. Jay-Z.
Right. And I was even thinking about how disgusted I'm sure white people were with us during the throwback era, because we used to wear jerseys in public and shit all the time. I was like, white people.
Hold on, bro. Don't shortchange them, bro. They was right there with us with them throwbacks. Mm-hmm. Please do that.
I mean, like real white people. I think
the funniest shit ever, dog. I wore the new Drake shits, right? And I'm in the office.
The shoes?
The Nocta joints, right?
The shoes.
Yeah. So I got them like a couple weeks early, and this white kid's looking. He says, "Yo, those is hard." And I'm like, and it just happened. Another brother happened to be coming down the stairs, and we just was puzzled. I didn't know what to say because I was like, "Hard used to mean something else to them."
What happened? Why are white people using black people slang so much now?
The internet, nigga.
The internet, bro. Too. Yeah, the internet,
bro. Internet.
Cause I seen it. Like, I seen some like my slimes, and I was like,
"Bro, white girls and white dudes use almost all of the black slang now, and that shit irks me to my Dr. Umar cult core."
Yeah. Like, why are snow bunnies and
the bunny brigade?
What's it called? The snow puppies. There you go. Why are snow bunnies and snow puppies using our slang? Why are snow bunnies and snow puppies using our slang? Look, I have love for everybody. I don't disrespect anybody, but use your own slang. You don't hear us saying tubular dude. Why are y'all snow bunnies and snow puppies using our slang?
Hey, dog, it got to a point. I went to college in Iowa. I went to school with the Jessicas, the Allies, the real white joints.
There's never been a black Susan.
You know what I'm saying? The real golden retriever community. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers, I get it. I know what the true joints is. Now you got the joints with the neon nails, long coffin joints, you know what I mean? They gain a little weight, so they quote unquote thick. You know what I mean? The Pog community. It's getting crazy up here.
Like
I said,
the community, like it's LGBTQ.
The Pog community, bro. And these college football niggas is losing their motherfucking minds.
I think a big thing is like the Travis Scott generation, all the Kardashian shit, like them is the ones that really converted the whites to like the nigga shit. You know what I'm saying?
The Dwight Howards. D whites.
You know what I'm saying? They really saw the Kardashians and was like, oh, okay, we gotta hop on the trend. Like if you think about it, it's really just on some trendy shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what it is. And that's why they all like that. So it's funny to see,
because we cool as shit,
right? And so it's funny to see Kylie Jenner and all them switching back now, you know what I'm saying, with the Timothy Chalamets and the Travis Barkers and the Pete's and all that. Now they trying to switch the swag up. It's like, y'all love niggas, we know. We get it.
Yeah, yeah. No, man. It's like Paul Mooney said, everybody want to be black, but don't want to be black, right? Everyone want to be a nigga, but don't want to be a nigga.
And on that note, for Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Amin, this has been a Black Opinions Matter. Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Network. See y'all next week.